parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
That's right, the Parenting Express, and today on location at Pier 81, because here we are, we're getting ready to shove off. We just got a few minutes, Shelley, before we get on the Atlantis, and that we're going to shove off and we're going to have our cruise around Manhattan. Were you here last year when we did this?
I wasn't. I'm sorry.
This is your first year?
My first, and I'm so excited.
Shelley, it's the best event we have every year. And I keep telling advertisers, like, you got to come be on the cruise, because once you do this, you want to advertise year-round with us. But anyway, Shelley Goldberg, formerly of NY1, parenting reporter for them, and she helps us hack the parenting code. I don't get to see you in studio very often. This is a very rare treat for us.
A pleasure.
And here we are on the beautiful waterfront. Actually, it's kind of, you know, it kind of looks like a hurricane's coming. I don't know. But anyway, so what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought we'd talk about something appropriate.
Okay.
The power of water.
Oh, I think people in North Carolina don't really want to hear about the power of water.
That is true. That is true. I thought about that. But then sitting here and just looking out, I said, you know what? There's so many restorative, so many magnificent, beautiful things that happen to families and kids when you're around the water that I thought, let's talk about it.
Is this why when I go on vacation, like we did to Atlantic City a few weeks ago, all my ankle biters want to go, Dad, let's go down to the ocean right away. Like, before we even checked into the hotel, they wanted to go to the water, look at it, pull their shoes off, walk into it, you know, look at it, see it, touch it, like smell it, I don't know. But there is this like magnetic attraction to it.
Without question. And in fact, there's a wonderful article by a Carolyn Gregor, why being near the ocean can make you calmer and more creative.
Oh.
And universally, the most favorite color, Kevin, is blue.
That makes sense.
And there's a reason for that. And in ancient times and in all through the Bible, water is seen as restorative. It's seen as something magical and important. It's part of the religious rites in many religions.
I married a California girl.
Ah, you were smart.
And she, one of her chief gripes in life about never being able to live inland in the United States, she thinks she would go crazy if she wasn't within a short drive of the beach. Like, the water is important to her.
Well, there's a lot of studies that back that up.
Why? Well, what did they say?
Well, there's a wonderful book that I'm recommending by Wallace Nichols. He's a marine biologist. It's called Blue Mind, B-L-U-E. The surprising science that shows us how being near, in, on, or even under the water makes you happier and more connected. And here's what being near the water or under the water or on the water does. It gives your brain a rest.
Huh.
We have so much input, there's so much stimulation that when you're near the water, it's calm because you hear the wind. You hear the rustle of the wind. You hear the seagulls, but very little else. And it's a way of really calming your brain in a natural way, and it puts you in a meditative state.
Is this why when people have really just been stressed out and they say, I just need to go take a hot bath, is this part of that?
Yes, you got it. You got exactly right. That what people do, what we all do naturally when we're stressed, a hot bath, a shower, and there's science to back up that we are our most creative, what's called the blue state, when we're in water.
Now, so, I don't like blue states very much, but the blue state.
No, That's good, Kevin.
Let me show you a true story. So this summer, the ankle biter's running around, driving the lovely bride crazy, just driving her nuts every day. Three of them, they're all talking now, they're punching each other, they're doing everything. And at the end of the day, she would put them in the pool for a little while, and she'd get them out of the pool, and she'd go put them in the hot tub. And when they would get out of the bath, they'd be calm. They'd be ready to eat dinner nicely.
Yes.
They'd be talking nicely to each other.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't be like, you know, griping at each other anymore. They were like different people when they came out of the water.
That makes sense. And that's something that we should all do when we've had a tough day, stressed out day.
Yeah.
Take a hot bath, take a shower. But being near the water, a lake, the ocean, connects us to something bigger than ourselves.
Mm.
And so it takes us outside ourselves naturally and makes us feel that there's something more important than us. And that's something that's very calming to people. So here are some things parents can do, Kevin.
Cool.
Put pictures on the wall that show the ocean.
Beach scenes.
Beach scenes,
there
yes.
There you go.
Spend time kayaking, fishing, doing some swimming, doing something around water. Teach your kids to swim early. Read books that are about the water. what I do in the city on 34th Street, there's a whole, the New York City Ferry.
Right.
They have all these ferries. I'll go over there and they go to Long Island City, down to Brooklyn Bridge Park. So for the price of a Metro card, I get this magnificent view. If I'm stressed out for the day,
I need to take the boys on the Staten Island Ferry. Just
Staten Island Ferry is free. My gosh, right.
Yeah.
And they have ferries all over the waterways in New York that you can easily take. And immediately, within 2 seconds, you feel like you're on another planet.
Wow.
So go be around the water, and that's my advice.
Well, what an appropriate geographical and timely topic with Shelley Goldberg. And friends, if you ever miss any of the Parenting Express segments that we have, they're all on board on the podcast page. You can go to soundcloud.com and just look for, I've got a series of podcasts there, and the Parenting Express ones, you can find the little white cover there, and you'll see the picture of Shelley Goldberg, and we're there. But Shelley, this is really good stuff. Now, I'm surprised we haven't had you on the cruise before, because what you're about to experience, and they're gonna haul us in just a little bit, is unlike anything you've experienced all year. And you've been to some good parties. I've seen you at some of the John Catsimatidis parties. Joe Piscopo's going to perform.
Wow.
You're going to have a cocktail hour that's going to be the equivalent of dinner, and then you're going to have dinner. And then they're going to do dessert, and we're going to be around the Statue of Liberty, and then people are going to go out and take pictures, and you're just going to love tonight. So,
and we're on the water.
We're on the water, which makes it all the better. We're that much more at peace. Shelley, thank you. This is good stuff.
You're very welcome. I look forward to seeing you inside.
All right. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from the Pier 81, where the Atlantis is about to shove off in just a few minutes. My final thoughts coming up next. And then we spend the next 3 hours with all of our friends and colleagues and vendors and clients and sponsors and advertisers. It's just a great time. Looking forward to having you. If you know, it's one of the benefits. If you decide to advertise on Kevin McCullough Radio, you get invited to this thing each year. And it is really worth coming to. So make plans to get on the station now and then be with us on next year's Schmooze Cruise. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.